Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is For the Right Reasons. I'm Rachel.
I'm Kay.
And this is our Bachelorette podcast. This season is Hannah Brown, Bachelorette, and we're coming up to the end. This week we had the fantasy suite dates, and I would think it's safe to say that Hannah did plenty of fantasy suiting,
yes.
As we like to call it. It's kind of refreshing to see, like, that she's just, like, how open she is about her sexuality.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, usually in the past it's, like, always implied or, like, joked or whatever about the fantasy suites. Mm-hmm. And they never really, like, explicitly say or whatever. But she was like, yep, we're going to do it. Like,
yep.
No.
It was awesome to see.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Her personality in general, I think, is fun. Like, she's just an open person and mm-hmm. fun and all that. So, anyways, so we actually, which was abnormal, we had four potentially overnight dates this time. Usually, there's only three contestants that get overnight dates.
Yep.
Due to her being indecisive and not good at making decisions, I guess.
At this point, it's very obvious that she is bad at the decision thing.
Yeah. So the first overnight was Peter. Her one-on-one with Peter was, like, very sexy. Like, they went mm-hmm. on a boat. They were, like, making out, vertical on the boat, like, horizontal, I mean. Vertical. They were laying down really in the boat, skillful. Making out. I'm good at math.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was like all about sex, basically.
Yeah.
She just wanted to get him in bed or whatever.
Yeah.
And he, interesting, I don't know if this is it's not a spoiler, but it's like something I read online where that he is also someone that's had a, quote, girlfriend come
mm-hmm.
forward.
Mm-hmm.
And basically not to the, like, same effect as Jed, though, because this girl said they were dating, but he broke up with her.
Yes. Seemed, like, pretty long before.
Yeah, like, in December or something, I think she said.
Yeah, and they didn't start...
But she didn't know why he broke up.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's like supposedly he had asked her to move to LA or California, wherever he lives,
yeah.
to be like, to live together
Closer
and blah, blah,
together,
blah.
Yeah.
And then he like abruptly broke up with her. So it was kind of shady. And then she was saying in this article that like he says a lot of the things he says to Hannah are things that he said to her when they were dating.
Well, yeah. Like,
so
also...
that he's like kind of a. Maybe a bit of a player.
I can see that, but also, like, I feel like I've probably said the same thing to all of my boyfriends at one point or another. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, it would be great if we could move in together, or I have strong feelings for you, or I don't know, like every person kind of has, like, their set of
yeah.
sayings in a way.
Okay, fair
you know
enough.
What I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. So that was interesting, but I don't know. I didn't really think it was like as dramatic as like all these articles were making it sound, just because he did break up with her ahead
yeah,
of time. Like, he broke up with her to be on the show, but like he didn't go into it with already having this girlfriend still.
Right. Nor saying like, I'm just going on the show for fame and
I'll be back.
Versus like,
y'all.
I'm breaking up with you and I'm not telling you why. And
right.
Good luck.
Yeah. Have a nice life.
Yep.
Okay. So the Peter date went well for Hannah. They stayed overnight in a windmill. We finally get to see
the
where the windmill drama happens.
I screamed out loud when I saw the windmill.
I was like, yes, finally the windmill.
Yeah, the windmill.
Because see, I thought the windmill would have been, you know, somewhere else that they were
mm-hmm.
and that we're like, find out later that she slept with someone
yeah.
earlier than we thought. I thought
mm-hmm.
it was going to be something like that. But she was like super proud that they did it in this windmill, but it was clearly like a specialty like B&B or like I don't know. It was like set up like a hotel. It
Yes.
wasn't a windmill per se. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't like a functional windmill. It was like a.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was like, "Yes, we did it in the windmill." And she was all excited and
Yeah,
anyway.
she was so excited through the whole thing.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so next we have Tyler,
Yes.
which is where things start to go downhill for us as viewers
Yeah.
because we're all like super excited to like that she's gonna s sleep with Tyler.
Yep.
And she doesn't.
She doesn't.
And it's really weird. And she's like, "Oh, I know that me and Tyler have great chemistry, and that's not going to be a problem if we decide to stay. If I like pick him, I know it'll be okay. So I want to like focus on getting to know him better as a person."
I didn't understand that, and I didn't like almost buy it. Like, why are you not?
Yeah. Afterwards, I kind of thought that maybe she knows she's not going to pick him already. So she is only like I'm guessing from this that the final two are going to be Peter and Jed. And those are the two guys that she slept with that she says, I mean, we're not guessing here, like she
Yes,
said
she admits to it.
it. So maybe that like translates into them being the final two. And she like didn't want to sleep with Tyler because she knew like in her heart that he wasn't going to be in the final two or whatever.
I wish I had so much more of like, what are you thinking? Because it's such a disconnect between what we see as a viewer, and she does like have this great chemistry with Tyler. She has this
Yeah.
great time with Tyler. But then like to say she's not gonna pick him, it's like
Yeah, I guess we don't know that for sure.
right, we don't know, but
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing because she clearly like had really good chemistry with him, and they were like they did like a spa date, and they were like making out in the massage room, and like I don't know.
it's
Maybe
just,
Tyler will be the next Bachelor.
I think he'd be great at it. I'm still on Team Mike, but
Yeah, Mike would be good too. If they pick Luke for the next Bachelor, I'm not gonna watch.
yeah, I
Like, let me
know
just
what.
say, that's not cool. That would not be cool.
No.
Do you think at the Men Tell All they're gonna announce who the next Bachelor is, or they're gonna wait until the fall because.
They'll wait until the end of Bachelor in Paradise, I think.
Okay, got it. Okay, so she didn't sleep with Tyler. They spent the night in the boat. They cuddled and kissed and talked. And she was like really sad when he left. She was like crying
Yeah. This is
and
what I mean, where like it makes no
pondering.
sense that she
Yeah.
didn't sleep with him. Oh.
Yeah. I
Because
don't
of the
know.
reason she gave, I think.
Yeah.
It's like she's clearly torn mentally about like how she feels about him, but like I don't know. Then she's sad when she goes away. You'd almost like think if she know, like you suggested, like if she knows that he's not the one, she's awfully broken up about it for knowing.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Who's next? Jed.
Jed.
Now, Jed spends a lot of their date talking about Luke, which I find to be a weird decision on his part. He's very upset from last week's rose ceremony, and I don't blame him. Like, I would have been mad too. She basically couldn't basically choose between the two of them, so she kept both of them, and he confronts her about it, and they talk about it more than once that we see. So, and he basically tells her, like, if you are keeping him around at this point, then clearly you have deep feelings for him, and I don't understand how you can have feelings for a guy like that and a regular guy like me. Or, even to the
Yeah.
point of like not just him, like he could have added the other two guys who are also regular guys in there too. Like, they're not weirdos or anything. The other two guys that are left. So, and he had, and it's like, this is what everyone in America has been saying the whole time. You kind of want to like a slow, give it like a slow clap for Jed, because it's like, yes, thank you. Like, finally someone says it to her, to her face.
And
What do you think about her response?
I think that she is clearly flustered by the whole thing, and she's very over it. She's very like, why is this Luke? Like, I don't understand this Luke thing. And she said that in so many different episodes where she's like, I don't understand why y'all are picking on him. And
I
like,
mean, she gets it later, but
she clearly, and she actually says that. She's like, oh, now it all clicks into place. And like, again, all of America's like, finally. So I'm of two minds about this because I kind of thought that this was like when you have one person talk to the lead about another person, it never ends well. Like, never go to the bachelor, bachelorette and trash talk on another person or try to ever tell them, like, somebody's here, not here for the right reasons, or they're not real, or and it just, it never ever works out.
But all along, he hasn't been the one confronting her. Other people have
No.
done it. He's been kind of quietly in the background when all these
Yes.
confrontations happened.
So that's what makes me think he's like, oh shit, I've accidentally at this point made it to like the final three. I don't think he's that into her. Because I had seen a comparison, like I think I had seen somebody on Twitter was like, notice that how he's like, you know, I only came on the show for my music, and then every chance he gets, he brings up his music as if he's still here just for his music. Like his hometown was like all about him and his music. He doesn't, we don't really see him being all that into her. And so it's almost like at this point he is like, oh crap, I've made it to the final three. I need to crash and burn myself and kind of go out in a blaze of glory
In a blaze of
almost.
in glory versus like up and leaving. Although, if I don't necessarily know if I agree with you for two reasons. First of all, I'm partial to thinking the best in people, and I'm wondering how true the stories are about this girlfriend that he supposedly had, and like if it's as big of a deal as she's making it, and like I want to hear his side of the story before we like judge him about that.
Yeah, I
But
guess most people are ready to just be like, you're a trash person, and she could be lying.
We don't know. But also, like, I feel like he could have done that last week. He could have gone out in a blaze of glory
At in hometowns.
when she chose to keep Luke. He could have then played the victim card and left the show then, and had a really good tearful exit interview of like what he's saying to her now. He could have said that last week to the cameras, to us, as like an exit interview, and it would have been like as im more impactful as like a we would feel bad for him kind of. I don't know, maybe like if he was really trying to if he was really trying to leave for that. Like you're
For the right
thinking,
reasons.
right, like you're thinking that he's
Like the jumping on the grenade kind of thing. Like I'll take one for the team. I will blow myself up and get her all mad at me for dragging the Luke thing out again, kind of to help out Tyler and Peter, who maybe have a real chance.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that though, is what I guess is what I'm saying. Oh, hold on. Sorry, listeners. My baby is awake from her nap early. Now she's doing downward dog yoga. Okay, so what I was saying. Oh, well, I think maybe I don't necessarily agree with you that he's doing that. I think possibly he's just actually is upset about the whole situation.
True.
And he wants to confront her, and I don't know, he keeps telling her, you know, that he does have feelings for her and da da da. I don't know. He's hard to read too. He doesn't portray a lot of emotion on his face when he's talking.
No.
And that's been like the whole time. It hasn't, not just this episode, but I think I noticed it a lot more this episode. But maybe that's because he was like mad. He was mad about the whole thing.
That's true. I kind of see him like being guarded.
Yeah, he's guarded. They do end up staying the night together, so there's something there. And you want to say like the typical like, oh, well, he's a man. Of course he's going to stay the night. But like if he really didn't have any feelings for her, wouldn't he have been like kind of like what she did to Tyler? He could have been like, yeah, we'll stay the night. I really want to talk to you more. Or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's giving him too much credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't maybe, know. Like, we don't know these people.
No, and maybe it was also like edited in such a way to throw us off.
Yeah, that's true. Because clearly, I mean, they're together for the whole day. They clearly talked about other things and did other things besides.
But we don't see any of that, so we are left to put together our own conclusions and our own thoughts.
Right, exactly. So, to summarize, they had a little rocky start, but then they got it back together, and they spent the night, slept the night. I think they did it.
Yeah.
I think she said that, right?
Yeah, because otherwise, the only person was Peter?
Yeah. No, I think she said that. She said that she did sleep with him.
Jed.
Yeah, with Jed. Okay, so now we get to the last date, which is Luke, the one we've been waiting for, honestly.
This is so satisfying. This
I mean, we waited for the fantasy suites to see who she was going to sleep with, but this was, like, way better than that.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, so they go on the date, and they have, like, kind of a normal daytime date where they're, you know, walking around.
And he has a bloody shin for what reason?
I'm guessing he fell on, like, the cobblestone streets or something. So they have, like, a nice date. They're giving feelings to each other, blah, blah, blah. Normal date stuff. He just seems so fake. I can't get over it. Like, when they're in the helicopter and he's like, this is so beautiful. This is so surreal. I'm like, oh, God, I want to, like, slap you. Like, anyways.
It's like he just doesn't know how to say real words.
Yeah, yeah. So, but then when they have dinner, it kind of all comes to head. They're having like a nice couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he's like, so let's talk about sex.
Which is a super bad segue into like, he doesn't, it's not subtle.
It's not subtle.
And it's also, it seems like out of the blue, and it's, I almost want to be like, it's like he's baiting her into having this reaction.
I feel like he really wants to know if she slept with the other guys, and he doesn't know how to say it without just saying it. So he's just being really blunt, basically.
Yeah, like, he's too stupid to be subtle about this.
Right. So, okay, he said a lot of things that were very obnoxious and whatever. But one of the things he said that really bothered me was, he said, going forward in my life or in my marriage, I want things to be exactly how I want them.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the things he said, which some of them were pretty crappy, that kind of like bothered me the most because it showed that he, A, wanted to be in control of everything, and B, I guess it's just A, it's all one thing. Like, he has control. Like, he feels like, and maybe this is his conservativeness, his religious conservativeness, like, clearly he feels like the husband's in control.
Mm-hmm.
And that he should be the one making all the decisions.
Yep.
and in control of the marriage, and it should be the household should be how he wants it. And he didn't specifically say all those things, but that's really how I took it
Yes, like
in the
that
way that he was
very
talking.
old-fashioned, the man is the control of the household, and that's how it will be, and you will like it, and the woman is subservient
And pure. He
and
wants a
pure.
pure woman, which we both know neither of them are pure in that sense. And so for him to be judgmental towards her for sleeping with one or any of the guys is wrong. And exactly like she like said, it's like you're throwing the first stone, assuming you don't have any sin, but you do. Because you have other sins. Oh God, it was so good what she said. And he was like kind of dumbfounded. And then, exactly like he's been doing all season, sorry, I'm getting all fired up.
No, this
All
is.
season, he tells the guys one thing and then he changes it and he backtracks and he tries to be like, well, that's not what I meant. I said it this way, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts doing that to her. And she's like, oh, hell no. Yeah,
No.
so that was like the moment when he's like, well, I didn't exactly mean it like that. And if you slipped up, you don't slip up.
Slip up like
Did I
accidentally.
slip and like fall on someone's penis?
That's
No,
not
that's not how this
the
works.
twist. Yeah.
It's not a slip up.
Yeah.
Anyways,
And
whew, calm down.
this is where we get the no, I did it twice. It wasn't a slip up. It was a choice. No, I really loved, and this is not, I feel like this is going to come across as anti-religious or something, but I love how she uses his religiousness against him because that is so one of the things I have the hardest time with people who use their religion as like a weapon against people, but then they don't practice what they preach, which is exactly like what he's doing here with her, where he's like, well, you should be pure and you should be this, and then it's like, but the sinner in the stone thing, like you're not either, and like you're judging, and that's not what this is. Oh, yeah. And so she came off much better than him, like much more like an actual Christian and living the things she says rather than just, I'm picking and choosing these principles to bend everybody else to my will and what I want.
Yeah, that seemed like the takeaway. And like, she's very, there's forgiveness in Christianity, and if you sin, you mess up, you ask for forgiveness and that kind of thing.
Right.
And he wasn't getting that.
No.
And interesting, I was reading online, of course. She had posted an Instagram picture or something. It was like on the Bachelorette website, Facebook page, something like that. And there was a lot of conservative Christians commenting, agreeing with Luke, and saying things like, oh, you go, we support you, Luke. You don't want to be with a woman who's unequally yoked. And I'm like, he's had sex too. They're not unequally yoked. They've both had premarital sex. It doesn't matter the timing of it. That's a shit argument. Like peop like bah. Yes, exactly what you said before. It's very frustrating because it's like, okay, people, like okay,
You
sorry.
can't be so, you have to be equal, and it's so obvious that it's not equal here. Like it's okay that he's had sex, not okay that she's had sex, and almost as if like, and then he's very much of like, yes, but like I've made this choice for myself not to have sex until marriage, and she's like, great, that's good for you. That's not the choice that I've made. You can't make that choice for me.
You're
And
not my husband. You're not my boyfriend or whatever.
And you're not going to be making those choices because you have to think. Now, I understand like sex is a really big deal, but imagine if it was something like, well, I've chosen to be a vegan, so you must be a vegan too. And she would be like, no, I don't want to make that choice for myself. Like, you can almost see this with like so many other things that like she would obviously not want in a relationship with Luke, having choices made for her. Yeah. No, it's so hard to just articulate the anger, and it's great. So she says a lot about like she asks him to leave, and she finally says, I finally see what the other guys have had problems with you. Like, I finally see it. I've been so blinded because you're as close as I've ever gotten to love at first sight, and I've been holding on to that and defending that for so long. Yeah. But I finally see, I see it. I want you to leave. And he doesn't. And he's
he
like,
just
no.
Sits there.
He just sits there.
And did you see the meme that's like, the little, like, the 2-year-old, like, sitting with their arms crossed, and it's, like, Hannah telling Luke after Hannah tells him to leave, and it's, like, a little kid, like, no. I'm not leaving.
I'm not going, yeah, and he very
you
much...
You can't make me.
Yeah, and from here, it just devolves into so childish.
Yeah.
And then, I think the part that got me the most, after all of this, and she's like, goodbye, I want you out of here, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. Mm-hmm. He's like, can I pray over you before I leave? It's like, boy, get gone. Like,
yeah,
you...
she's like, no, get in the damn car.
No, goodbye.
And she says to him, he's like, I'm not getting in the car, and she goes, I bet I can make you get in the car.
Yes.
And then she tells him about the whole windmill thing.
Yeah.
And her famous line that we've been looking forward to of the, I have had sex, and guess what? Jesus still loves me.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the best. But so I kind of, and I had, like, texted Kay this, like, I hope she has bodyguards there, because he was looking super mad, and, like, his face was set, like, his jaw was set, and I was like, oh my god, he's gonna go off on her, and, like...
Because we've seen him do it before with other guys.
He's looking really violent.
He's like a rage monster.
Yeah, he looks like he's about to be triggered, and I was like, I hope she has bodyguards. I'm sure they have bodyguards, right?
And because, again, we see him come back next week completely uninvited, and she does not want him there.
Yeah.
And we both kind of think this is the one where he goes out and gets a ring.
Yeah.
Or at least, I mean, at this point, I think he's the one who gets out in a ring and tries to, like, barge in. Like, he is almost at this point, like, he's got that, like, oh my god, this isn't funny anymore. Like, he's actually delusional, and this is scary. He's going to hurt her, and, like...
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Stalk her down.
Yeah. Stalker! Okay, so we didn't get the rose ceremony this week because of all the Luke drama taking up so much time. So I guess we'll find out who she cuts. And next week, on my birthday, is the Men Tell All episode. And, okay, who do you think's going to win, Kay?
After this episode, I thought Peter was going home. I think Tyler's going to go home this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the final two then is Peter and Jed.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think she picks Jed.
Yeah, you've said that all along. I've been rooting for Tyler all along. Again, but like you said, after this episode, I'm not so sure if she's going to keep him or not. Actually, remember the beginning, we liked Jed at the very beginning.
Yeah, we did.
I feel really indifferent towards him now. Mm. If I had to guess for based off of this episode only, I would say that she picks Peter.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't think that's what's going to happen, but if I had to guess only on this episode, that's what I would think. I think the front runners the whole time have been Jed and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's going to cut Peter and keep Jed and Tyler.
Yeah, just her pumping the brakes on Tyler just made no sense.
All right, well, that's about it for this week, I think. Thanks for listening, guys. If you entered our giveaway on Instagram, the winner from our entries was Jessica, who I have already contacted about winning. So, yay!
Yay!
Thanks for listening. You can find us on iTunes and on my blog, myminiadventurer.com. And please subscribe. And then you will get our updates when we start podcasting again next season for The Bachelor, which I assume will be in like late fall. Isn't it like usually late fall, early winter?
I was going to say, I think it's usually January.
Oh, okay. So we have a while to wait then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.